Hello, how are you doing? I have something for you. Would you like to know more? I must tell you a secret first. Droid.
Welcome to CoolBlindTech.com.
Hello everyone, this is Hugo Gallegos. I'd like to talk about a new device that I purchased about 9 days ago. This is the Samsung Galaxy S6 Edge. This is my first Android device. I kind of like the way this one works. Since I am an iPhone owner, and I still am, I have an iPhone 6 Plus. What's interesting is this is the first time that Samsung makes a phone that's glass on the back and glass on the front. And the sides are surrounded by a metal frame. This is a 5.1-inch screen, so it's kind of between an iPhone 6 and an iPhone 6 Plus. It is a really thin, slick device. And it is a dual-edge screen. So let's see if I can cover the features, at least that I know on mine. It's a 64-bit processor, and it's 64 gigs of memory, 3 gigs of RAM, a Super AMOLED screen. It also does not have an SD card slot, so whatever memory storage choice you go with, whether 32 or 64 or 128, you're stuck. So I went with a 64 gig device, just in case. Let's see. Let's start off with the very top. The top edge, I don't feel anything except for maybe I feel a little hole in the middle. On the left side, though, we do have the up and down volumes. On the right side, we got towards the middle, the power button. On the left edge, on the bottom, we got the headphone jack. Then we got the micro USB charger and then the speaker. The home button is rectangular and it does feature a new fingerprint sensor. And I'm going to unlock the phone. I wake up the device.
9:19 p.m. Use fingerprint to unlock.
So I just put my fingerprint, my thumb.
Device unlocked. Home screen.
I like the way the fingerprint sensor works. Now, the one thing that I noticed immediately when I went through the accessibility features on this phone is there's two versions of TalkBack, and each one works a little different. Obviously, Samsung kind of redid their own version of TalkBack, and then we got the regular Google version of TalkBack. At the moment, I have the Samsung Galaxy TalkBack on. So I'm going to show you. I actually can switch between the two by pressing the triple-click home.
Alert direct access.
Here we go.
Direct access.
I'm going to swipe.
TalkBack off.
Now that's the TalkBack that all of you guys know.
Galaxy TalkBack on.
There we go. Galaxy TalkBack. So I'm going to stay on this one for now. Now the back button. This is a little confusing. It took me a little bit to get used to. Is the back button is on the right side. So I'm just going to tap it right to the right of the home button.
Home screen.
There. That got me out. Okay. So now I'm going to swipe.
Weather. 9:20 p.m. Tuesday, April 21, Santa Ana. Current temperature, 61 degrees. Cloudy. Update is 0421th. 9:07 p.m. Double tap to view more info.
That's kind of cool. Get a lot of information.
Google App widget. Google App. Search. Voice search button.
There's my voice search.
Email. 100 camera. Play store.
Or swipe left. So camera. This is with one finger. Now, the one thing they've done, and I don't know all the gestures yet for this version of TalkBack, but I think they've done some things that I, in my opinion, are easier to perform than the Google Android version of TalkBack. For example, I'm going to slide 3 fingers down.
Word granularity.
So now if I swipe down.
Play. Store.
There we go. Or I swipe up.
Store. Play.
Of course, we all know this one.
Line granularity. Paragraph granularity.
If I want to go back, I just swipe up with 3 fingers.
Line granularity. Paragraph character granularity.
So that's pretty cool. And then just swipe
capital
down.
Capital L. A. Y. Space. Capital S. T. O. R. E. End.
Cool. Okay, so that's one thing. Now, if I swipe with 3 fingers either right or left, in either direction.
Media volume.
So if I swipe down.
Left square bracket.
9 capital G. O. So it's spelling at the same time, but it's changing the volume. So I'm going to swipe up with one finger since the volume is really going down.
G, O, O, capital left square, 100%.
There we go. And then I'm going to swipe with three fingers again.
Speech rate.
And of course, I'll swipe up with one finger.
50%, 60, 75, 87, 100%. Weather, 9:23 p.m., Tuesday, April 21, Santa Ana.
And then I'm going to swipe
Cali,
down.
04, capital W, E, A, T, H, Google folder.
Yeah, I'm happy with that. Hopefully that's not too fast. Again, I'm going to swipe with three fingers.
Punctuation.
Swipe up.
Punctuation turned on.
There's no some, most, or all, or none. Just either it's on or not.
So left square bracket.
I'm going to swipe down to turn it
capital
up.
Capital G. O. O.
Wait a minute. Come on.
Capital G. Punctuation turned on. Punctuation turned off.
Okay, good.
Dark screen.
This is cool. I use this a lot in any device that can support it, so I'm glad that this is an easy option. Swipe up with one finger.
Dark screen enabled.
There, nobody can see my screen. I don't know whether this will save me battery or not. I use it more as a privacy setting so that people just don't look over my shoulder and see what I'm doing, especially if I'm entering passwords or credit card info and stuff. So it's more of a privacy concern for me more so than thinking I'm saving battery. If I am, great. If I'm not, it doesn't matter because that's not why I'm using it. I'll disable it for now.
Dark screen disabled. Large cursor.
And this is probably really helpful for full of vision users. I think it's on though. I'll swipe down to turn it off.
Large cursor turned off.
And swipe up to.
Large cursor turned on.
Turn it on.
Notification.
And then this one, notification. If I swipe down with one finger.
Notification panel. Notification panel.
Now what I like is the notification has actually shortcuts for things like airplane mode, orientation. We'll look at that at do not disturb. And then of course your notification. So I'm gonna swipe through this so you can hear what's in here.
Wi-Fi is on. Location is on. Sound is on. Screen rotation is off. Bluetooth is off. Wi-Fi calling.
Yeah, this phone is running on T-Mobile network, which with this carrier, they do have the Wi-Fi calling enabled. I don't know if that's true for every carrier.
Power saving mode is off. Airplane mode is off. Do not disturb is off. Flashlight is off. Display brightness seek control. Auto brightness checkbox. Checked. Auto. Display brightness seek control. 49%. Auto brightness checkbox. S finder button.
I don't know what the S finder is yet.
Quick connect button. Facebook, 8:30 p.m., Jose Cuevas, Ed Cantoron, and four others commented on your photo.
So if I double tap on that, that'll take me to Facebook to that status and the comments that the people made.
Information message, Samsung, help advice tip.
Yeah, occasionally get tips about how to do things with my Samsung.
Alex, April 20th, 2015, I thought you might like Third Rock from the Sun.
Yeah,
http://rec.netflix.com/k1/galaxy/talkback. Have to go to accessibility settings. Six new messages, April 20th, 2015, 7,474, 62 degrees cloudy, 8:58 p.m., 9:26 p.m. Tuesday, April 21, edit button, system settings button, T-Mobile.
And actually, this is what I usually hear in the beginning, so I must have started swiping a little bit farther down the screen.
Clear all notifications.
I'm going to double tap to clear those.
Home screen.
There we go. So I think it's kind of cool how they done that. There's a few more gestures that are kind of cool that involve, you know, two-finger swipes and three-finger taps. So, for example, I'm going to do a two-finger triple tap.
9:27 p.m., 48% battery, Wi-Fi, one red notifications.
There. So you get quick information. There's other gestures. And like I said, I don't know them all yet. I'm still working on it. But this is enough for me to get around. Now let's go to the accessibility settings and I'm going to show you what's in there. Since the last thing I used was the notifications, I just swiped down with one finger.
Notification panel.
And enable the notifications. Now I'm going to go to find the system settings button.
Wi-Fi is on. Location is on. Sound is on.
I'm going to try to touch a little higher because...
Sound is on. System settings button.
It was on the top right. Here we go.
Home screen. Settings. Settings. Search button. Quick settings. Header.
And I might as well show you a little bit of what's in the edge screen. So I'm going to touch the bottom of the screen towards the bottom.
Mobile hotspot and tethering.
And then if I want to scroll select. two-finger slide up. This is familiar. Except for the sound.
To sound sent notifications.
Okay.
Display. Display. Edge screen.
There we go. Edge screen. Now, the edge is accessible. I can choose to have either the right edge or the left edge. Display either, of course, it'll show me the weather, alerts. I can have news scrolling through there as well. And you can even have contacts display in different colors. Now, some of that stuff is not accessible. What they call the people edge. Let me show you that. I'm going to double tap in
edge screen.
Here. Show you what's in here.
Navigate up button. Edge screen. Help button. Edge lighting. Set the device to light up the edge screen when calls or notifications are received.
Yeah, so I have that on.
Edge lighting on. People edge off.
This is the one thing that's a little tricky. So I'm going to pass it for now to show you what else is in here.
Select notifications, missed call, messages, email.
So I can select from here. So if I double tap in there, I can probably select what's going to go in there. Notifications, emails. I think at the moment it just shows me the weather and maybe battery. When we test that, I'll show you.
More features. Information stream on.
That's what
showing items 3 to 7 of 7.
That's what it's calling the information stream.
Night clock off.
Oh yeah, see, I can turn on the night clock.
Edge screen position, right side.
So if I double tap here, I can switch it to the left side. So it's on the right side of my phone.
Edge screen position, right side. Last navigate up button.
And that was the last item. So let's go
edge screen,
to the
help edge lock, select note more features. Information stream on.
I went too far.
More features. Select notifications. Missed call. Select notifications. People edge off.
So this is what happens when I try to do the people edge. And I think it does it by colors. So unless it announces the colors, I don't know. But it doesn't work with accessibility with TalkBack being on. I'll show you. Double tap in here.
People edge. Navigate up button. People edge. Off. Off. Switch.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. It's off.
Off. Switch.
Double tap to turn it on.
Alert turn on people edge. People edge and TalkBack cannot be turned on at the same time. TalkBack will be turned off. Cancel. Turn on.
Of course, I don't want TalkBack to go away. Even though if it does, I do have the triple click home to turn it back on. So I can either turn on whichever TalkBack my finger lands on, it'll turn on.
Turn on People Edge. People Edge and TalkBack cannot be turned on at the same cancel button.
So I'll cancel that.
People Edge. Navigate up button. People Edge. Off. Off. Switch. Set the edge screen to light up with different colors when there are notifications about contacts in My People. You can view more detailed information by swiping each color indicator. My People, zero contact, alert when picking up, receive alerts if there are notifications from My People when you pick up the phone. On, switch, first item.
Yeah, see, that sounds visual. So, it's not going to help me anyway.
Navigate up button. Edge screen. Navigate up button. Settings. More connection settings. Device, header. Sound sent, notificate, display. Edge screen. Settings.
I'm going to scroll.
Accounts. Accessibility.
I was able to find accessibility with that scrolling. Here we go. Let's double tap.
Accessibility. Navigate up button. Accessibility. More options button. Categories. Header. Vision.
We got the categories. Vision. So it's probably be stuff like magnifier stuff.
Hearing. Dexterity and interaction. More settings. Header. Direction lock. Unlock the screen by swiping in a series of directions.
Yeah, I'm not using that.
Direct access. Add shortcuts to specific settings and functions.
That's what I'm using with the triple click home. So you can select multiple things to add as a shortcut. So when you press the home button 3 times, you'll be able to select. So at the moment, I got both TalkBacks is my only selections. You could probably do the other choices like color inversion. It's called negative colors in here.
Notification reminder off.
I don't know if that would be useful or not. So I'll experiment with that later.
Answering and ending calls.
This one, by default, has the power button set to hang up calls, which is kind of cool. And when the phone rings, I can press the home button and that picks up the call. So I don't have to worry about finding an answer button. I haven't tried the two-finger double tap to see if that'll answer or hang up calls, like kind of like the iPhone. I don't know how far to go with the similarities about iPhone and TalkBack here, especially since this is a Samsung version. But I think it's cool that I can just press the home button, picks up the call, I'm done, hit the power button, hang up the call. So I'm happy with that.
Single tap mode, dismiss or snooze alarms, calendar events, and timer alerts, and answer or reject incoming calls with a single tap. off switch.
That's probably be more helpful for somebody that's low vision, unless I know exactly where the alerts and all that stuff that I want to dismiss are.
Off switch. Showing items 8 to 16 of 16. Manage accessibility, import and export your accessibility settings, or share them with other devices.
So if you have multiple devices, you can probably share it with the other devices or share with other people, I suppose. They have a Samsung phone.
Services, header, Ray Vision, off.
That's launcher, Ray Vision.
Grail back, off. Talk back, off.
And of course it says talk back is off because I'm using the Samsung version.
Switch access, off. Switch access, off. Last navigate up button.
That's it for that. I'm going to do a fingerprint to show you how that works.
Settings.
I only have my thumb at the moment, so it'll be convenient. Might as well do it while I'm recording this.
Search button. Motions and gestures.
So it's going to be under security.
Applications.
And lock.
Personal. Header. Wallpaper. Themes. Lock screen and security.
Here. This is where it's going to be.
Lock screen and security. Navigate up button. Lock screen and lock screen. Header. Screen lock type. Fingerprints.
Mm-hmm.
Show information, show the dual clock, or information such as weather information, on the lock screen. Secure lock settings, set your secure lock functions, such as auto lock and lock instantly with power key.
Yeah, so I'm just showing you what's in
security,
here.
Security, header, fingerprints. Device security, protect your device from malicious apps. Find my mobile, locate and control your device remotely using your Samsung account. Unknown sources, allow installation of applications from both trusted and unknown sources. Off, switch.
So this is what you want to check if you want to sideload applications like there's this Pandora, and I haven't tried it, but I do have it somewhere in a folder of Pandora that gives me unlimited skips and it takes off the ads and all that. I don't know if it's compatible.
Off switch. Show other security settings. Change other security settings. Other security settings. Navigate up button.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and add a fingerprint.
Device security. Protect your device from malicious apps. Fingerprints. Settings. Alert cancel. Place your fingertip on the home key to verify your identity. Backup okay. Password.
Good.
Make sure that your finger covers the entire home key.
Yeah, and if you do it wrong, you see that message. So I'm going to put it back.
Settings.
There we go.
Fingerprints.
I'm in.
Navigate up button.
All right.
Fingerprints. More options button. Manage fingerprints. Header. Fingerprint 1.
Yeah.
Add fingerprint.
Here we go.
Register fingerprint. Place finger on home key. Lift it off. Then repeat. Move okay. Finger upward slash downward slightly between attempts.
And I think it does that because since this is a rectangular one, not a round one, it doesn't get all your finger at once. So let's go ahead and do this.
Make sure that your finger covers the entire home key. 4% achieved. Make sure that your finger covers the entire home key. Make sure that your finger covers the entire home key.
Eventually.
9% achieved.
Okay, yeah, I think I was more of an operator error.
21% achieved.
There we go.
35% achieved. 40% achieved. Make sure that your finger covers the entire home key.
And I am moving my finger achieved. a little bit as I put it back. And obviously, sometimes I'm not covering the home button. That's why I get that. Now it's not doing anything. I think there's a message on the screen. So let's see.
Place tip of same finger on home key and lift it off. If adding thumbprint, refer to guide image. Continue button.
So I have to hit the continue button to be able to finish this up.
Make sure that your finger covers the entire home key. 85% achieved. 95% achieved.
Thank you.
100% achieved.
It's a little harder than doing it on the iPhone because I got to make sure I get the whole, even though it's rectangular, you think you're getting the whole thing, but you're not because I did it a little bit of sideways, move it up and down a little bit, so it gets my whole fingerprint. Okay, so let's test it. Let's hit the home button.
Home screen.
If I close it, cover my case, it locks the screen.
Screen turn off.
There we go. So now, instead of using my thumb, I will use my index finger, which is the one I just programmed. Here we go.
940p. Use fingerprint to unlock. Device unlocked. Home screen.
There we go. It works very well. And of course, I do have a pin in case the password fails. The other thing I'm going to do right now is I'm going to show you the difference when I have the edge enabled versus the actual screen itself. So I'm going to close the phone again.
Screen turn off.
Going to open this up.
Double 9:41 p.m.
So it tells
use
me
fingerprint
the time.
To unlock.
And then I can swipe around in here.
Use fingerprint to unlock. Double tap and drag to open. 9:41 p.m. Tuesday, April 61 degrees Santana. 61 degrees Santana. Information message. Sam's Galaxy Talkback. Tap to go to accessibility setting. T-Mobile. Wi-Fi signal is full. LTE phone 4 bar. Battery is at 40. Swipe a finger. Backup password button. Double tap and drag to open phone. Double tap and drag to open camera. but 9:41 p.m. 45 for Tuesday, April 21. Cool.
And of course, there is a shortcut for the camera. Okay, so I'm going to
Screen turn off.
Well, it did it for me. That's good. So the way you enable the Edge is the phone is locked. So I'm going to slide my finger up, then back along the edge, and that will wake up the device. And I believe the only thing I'll get is going to be weather and something else, because I don't have a whole bunch of things selected to be on the edge yet. So slide up, then back.
9:42 p.m.
Okay, so the time.
Use fingerprint to unlock.
And then that message.
Cloud 9:42 p.m. Cloudy 61 degrees Santana.
So I'm getting the weather, the time.
9:42 p.m.
And
45%.
The battery. So I can have news and other alerts and emails go along this way. But the noticed, and now I'm swiping on the main screen, or at least it sounds like I am, but there's nothing. I mean, I'm not getting the other options that I was before. So, and visually, I already confirmed it, that it's just the Edge that lights up. So it's been confirmed. Let me lock the screen.
Screen turn off.
I guess I could have just put my finger on the fingerprint sensor and woken up
the device. 9:43 p.m. Device unlocked.
There
Page 2 of 5.
Go. Okay. Now, this phone does come with, of course, Google Now and S Voice. I guess when the phone originally was released, you could do the OK Google on every home screen. And shortly after the phone was released, Samsung pushed out an update that now it only allows you to say OK Google when you bring up Google with the home button. So if I press the home button, a long press of the home button will bring up Google. And another thing, because TalkBack is on, when I say OK Google, even when I'm on the actual Google screen, it doesn't work. I have to tap on the voice search button to get that to work. I'm going to hold the home button.
Google.
So if I say, okay, Google, nothing happens. So let's go ahead and find the voice search button.
Car today's doodle button. Voice search button.
It's about the top right corner. That will tap. What's the Google weather search for tomorrow?
Tomorrow's forecast for Santa Ana is 68 degrees and partly cloudy.
So that works. And then let's try this. This is a hit and miss with the S voice. And I believe it's when TalkBack is on, I can't just say, you know, S voice and give it a command and it'll respond. I have to tap on the mic button for it to listen to me. So that's kind of a little unfortunate. Hopefully that's something that can be fixed later on, I hope. But it's not a deal breaker for me. I like the device. But I do have the wake up word program in here as well. Let's try it, see if it works. Now I'm going to press the home button to get out of here.
Home screen.
Now let's see if the keyword for the Galaxy works. Like I said, that one's a hit and miss. Hi, Galaxy. Sometimes it does work. Hi, Galaxy. Well, it's not coming up, but when it does, I have to do the same thing, find the mic button, double tap it, and then say what I want. And then it does respond, but obviously I'd rather use the Google Now feature. It's more powerful. Hopefully I'll be able to do it without having to press the home button. I mean, I already deal with the iPhone, having to hold the home button down, waiting for Siri to answer. But this one, I just gotta find the voice search and double tap it, which is not bad. I can still tell it to call places and, you know, nearby restaurants and all that stuff. So it's good. I'm happy with that. I can live with it. Okay. Another thing that I haven't really played with this phone, it's got a 16 megapixel back camera. So from what I've been hearing in the reviews, the photos are pretty good, very high quality. And then the front facing camera is actually 5 megapixels, and you can do a wide shot for a selfie. And it does tell you if you have a face in front of the screen or not. So it is kind of does help you when you're trying to take either a selfie or a photo of someone. It does help. So that's kind of cool. I can press the home button twice to bring up the camera.
Camera.
The one thing is it doesn't tell you which camera you're using. You can tell sometimes on the top what you're using. So let's see.
Shutter.
Shutter, that's the button to take the photo.
Record.
That sounds like a video.
Gallery.
Look at the photos after you take it or video.
Record.
I'm going to start the other way.
Switch camera.
Switch camera.
Mode. Switch camera.
Let's see if I can find it.
Auto.
So auto, that would be the back-facing camera. So let's see if I can switch the camera, again. It does say selfie somewhere towards the top when you switch camera. So
mode.
That would be the only clue that you would have as to which camera you're using. Camera. So let's see if I can switch it.
Mode.
Maybe I have to do the mode.
Switch camera.
Well, let's see.
Come switch on. Camera.
Here we go.
Auto.
Auto. Okay, let's go back
switch
to
switch camera. Other. Selfie.
Selfie. So that's how I know that it's the front-facing camera. It's, you have to do it quick because it doesn't stay on for very long. That's why I wasn't getting it earlier. You have to move your finger. So,
shutter.
I don't take selfies.
Switch camera.
So I'm going to switch the camera. On the top, it should say auto.
Mode.
Another way I can tell if it's like on the mode, double tap in here.
Mode.
If it was on the selfie camera, it would give me the option to take a wide shot selfie and some kind of other selfie. So let me see what kind of...
Selfie.
Also, I guess
wide selfie.
Yeah, see, there it is. So I'm still on the front-facing camera. Let me
switch
camera
mode
back to the main back camera. There we go.
Switch camera. Auto.
This says auto, so that's how I know. But then if I go into
mode,
I'm going to get different choices.
Mode. Switch.
Whoa, did I just take a photo?
Shutter.
Something
switch
like
camera.
It. I think I did. So I have a feeling I did take a photo. I'll have to look later. But anyway, yeah, the voice commands, I think, remember it said it had voice commands, but I haven't been able to figure out. Maybe it's because TalkBack is on. One last thing.
Home screen, weather, 9:50 p.m., Tuesday, April 21. Messages, 6 new items.
So the phone can be used in a couple modes. At the moment, I'm using standard mode, but then there's another mode called easy mode, and it's supposed to make it easier. It makes the icons larger, the text larger, I believe. Let's go there. I'll show you. Let's go into the notifications. Let's see if this thing is still on notification mode. I'll swipe down.
Capital M. Notification panel.
Yes, it is.
Wi-Fi is. Location is on. Sound is on.
Okay, locate the E.
Bluetooth is off. System settings button.
There we go.
Home screen.
Okay.
Settings. Settings. Search button. Wi-Fi. Bluetooth. Airplane mode. Mobile hotspot and tethering.
Yeah,
data usage.
Yeah, let's see. It's going to be a little higher, lower. Scroll.
Easy mode.
There we go. I'm going to double tap in here.
Easy mode. Radio button checked. Standard mode. Radio button unchecked. Easy mode.
So,
use your device more easily with a simpler home screen layout and straightforward application interactions. The font size large will be applied throughout the device. Showing items 1 to 3 of 12.
So maybe easy mode might even be good for low vision users.
Radio button checked. Standard mode. Radio button unchecked. Easy mode.
So check that.
Radio button. Radio button checked. Easy
there we
mode.
Go. And then if I keep swiping, there's actually apps that you can turn on and off.
Easy applications, header, on, switch.
So easy applications on.
Switch, email, on, switch.
From what I understand is these are simpler versions of the same application. So it's a simpler version of email.
On, switch, gallery, on, switch, internet, on, switch, messages, on, switch, music, on, switch, my files, on, switch. On, switch.
Anyway, I'm sure you get the idea. So if I hit done on the top right.
On, switch, done button.
Oh, wait a minute.
Page 3 of 3. Help button, edit button. Help button. Calendar.
There we go.
Video. Email. 107 magnifier. Galaxy apps. Add a button. Page 1 of 3. Double tap
and
to
then
go.
I can double tap. It says page 1 of 3. And if I double tap there, it just moves to the next page.
Page 2 of 3. 0953 p.m. Santa Ana, cloudy, refresh. Phone. Messages, 6, internet. Camera, gallery, music. Page 1 of 3, double tap to go.
Or I can do the two-finger slide from left to right or the other way around.
Page 1 of 3.
Let's see.
Page 2 of 3.
There we go.
Phone. Page 3 of 3. Edit button. Help button. Calendar. Video. Email. 1 magnifier.
Okay.
Page 1 of 3, double tap to go.
Mm-hmm. So
page 2 of 3, phone.
Yeah, so I'm gonna switch to the standard mode one. The recent button is on the left, so if I tap that once, it'll bring up a recently used, kind of like the app switcher.
Recent apps.
There we go. Recent apps.
Close button. Close all button.
So I can close all in one shot. That's kind of cool. We don't have that on the iPhone.
Contacts. Close button. Facebook. Close button. Gallery. Close button. Play Store. Close button. What's the weather for close button. Camera. Close button.
Now, another cool thing I found out is I can slide two fingers from right to left or the other way around, I think. Either way it works, it'll dismiss them. So I can just keep sliding two fingers.
Camera dismissed.
There we go.
Settings.
I don't want to dismiss that, so I'm just going to double tap in here.
Settings. Help. Easy mode. Easy mode.
Okay, I just want to have standard back on.
Cancel button. Done button. Use your device more easily. Not checked. Radio button checked.
Thank you.
Checked. Radio done button.
And definitely this device seems much speedier than my Nexus 7 tablet, which is also running Lollipop. So.
Portrait. Home screen.
There. So.
Google App widget.
I'm back to normal. I was going to end the podcast, but I'm going to show you. I keep saying one last thing. I'm worse than Steve Jobs. Okay. The synthesizers that I'm using. So this was your hearing.
Camera. Messages. Six new items.
So apps. This is the Samsung.
Home screen.
TTS. I have, there's two others that I can choose from. So I'll show you those. So let's go into settings.
Recent apps. Internet. Close button. Contacts.
Oh, might as well close these.
What's the weather for tomorrow? Dismissed. Settings.
There we go.
Settings.
And I'm going to go down to
settings.
System.
Motions and gestures.
A little lower.
Accounts. Backup and reset. System. Header.
Yeah, here we go.
Language and input.
Right here. Language and input.
Language and input. Language. English.
And of course, there's voice. I'm going to look for speech something options.
Voice input.
A little lower.
Text to speech options.
There. Text to speech options.
Text to speech options. Text to speech options. Preferred TTS engine. Header.
So right now it's the Samsung.
Samsung. Checked. Radio button. Open text-to-speech engine. Google text-to-speech engine. Not checked. Radio button.
Of course, I'm sure you guys are all familiar with this.
Checked. Alert attention. This speech.
Using Google text-to-speech engine. Text-to-speech options.
What a difference. Actually, I don't like this voice.
Navigate. Text. Preferred TTS engine. Samsung text-to-speech engine. Not checked. Open text-to-speech. Google text-to-speech engine. Checked. Radio. Open text-to-speech. Acapella TTS. Not checked. Radio button. Checked. Alert attention. This speech synthesis.
And
okay button.
There we go.
Text to speech options using Acapella TTS.
So I got Acapella Heather, and I also have Ryan. Of course, there's a whole bunch of other English and other languages that I can buy. You can get vocalizer voices. You can get eloquence. So pretty much, there's a voice for everybody. So it's all about choices.
Text to speech options. Prefer TTS engine header. Samsung text to speech engine.
Honestly, right now I'm actually liking the Samsung voice.
Not checked. Radio button.
So I'm going to put that back on.
Text-to-speech options. Yeah. Using Samsung text-to-speech engine.
There we go. I kind of like the way she sounds. Anyway, I think I made this podcast long enough. If you have any questions, please send an email to cbt@coolblindtech.com. If you want to send me an email, you can send an email to hugo@coolblindtech.com. You can follow me on Twitter. @maneuvers, that's M as in Michael, A, N as in Nancy, E as in Echo, U, V as in Victor, R, E, S. Thank you for listening.